Bernie Kosar dropping serious knowledge just a few moments ago here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. I'm not going to lie, that's my favorite. That's when he comes on, it's my favorite. Not just because he's Bernie, but because he really...
He killed in that segment.
He did. He crushed. He knows crushed. The game. He sees the game in a way that I think only a person who who played quarterback and has the mental acumen of Bernie for his position and the aptitude that he brings to the table. He sees the game in a different way than I see it or you see it or anybody. A lot of people see it. And
he goes. You know, you talk about going inside the game. He goes inside the inside of the game, and that's really
inside.
Right. There are only certain people who can do that. It comes from study. It comes from intuitiveness. The points he's making though are dead on it, and the points he made about. Talking with, I knew he was going to be chatting with Brian Saturday. He really wanted to get in touch with him Saturday and did when the team got to Minnesota. And it was important, I'm sure, for Brian to hear some of those thoughts. And Bernie's done the same thing, by the way, with Brandon Weeden. He's done the same with other quarterbacks who've been here. Colt McCoy, I remember whatever trip we were on, and Colt was in, had come in, and we were in the workout room. One of the few times I saw Bernie in there, although Bernie's like tried to step up his game there too. And I'm on a treadmill, and Bernie's, you know, off to the side talking with Colt. And again, it's knowledge. It's helpful. It's, you know, take it in. And he's not undermining anything he's getting from coaching. If anything, Bernie can reinforce. He played for North Turner in Dallas. He knows what to reinforce. He knows exactly the playbook that Brian Hoyer and this whole quarterbacking group of the Browns is looking at.
Right. And he knows, as he says, when Norv's right, because he's right, because Norv knows it. But, yeah, the insight that he can bring to these players. And, you know, I remember we had a caller – I want to say a few weeks, maybe a month ago, who wondered if Bernie would ever be brought on as kind of a consultant or special advisor to the players. And I think, I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I definitely do think that it's pretty cool that Bernie, you know, is taking that upon himself to still be so heavily involved. I think it's awesome.
We have a caller on the line. Who is it again? Bob in Strongsville is with us. Now, hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Boy, you just took my thunder. You know, I'm going to put a scenario in front of you. Okay, right now I own the Cleveland Browns. The first move that I'm going to make is I'm going to hire Bernie Kosar as quarterback game manager. And this is why. You just said some things. You know, when Jim Brown looked at Trent Richardson and he says, "You're just ordinary." And then he recounted it, and I think that was for political reasons. But everything that, you know, that Bernie's talking about, how the defensive backs from Minnesota squat, so on and so forth, he sees things that we as average people don't. Why are we letting a resource like Bernie Kosar waste away on the sideline? And, boy, I think we should just have some kind of movement to get him more involved with the team. Guys, I love your show. I appreciate you. Thank you much.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really nice to hear that about Bernie, because it is true. Again, to say that it'll lead to any official capacity, I think is very unlikely, at least based on what I can gather internally. And it's not because of anyone disrespecting or not believing Bernie could lend value, but I think the feeling is that the people who have been hired to run the team, run the football operation, are the right people. And you've got to think that way when you come in and run a team. Again, you can still have a role and a presence, and there's respect for Bernie in that regard. And I love the fact that we've got his availability to our media assets, especially the show and anything else. He's a friend. He's someone I talk with regularly. I mean, full out disclosure here, Bernie, we go back long, many years before I even arrived in Cleveland. He was still playing in the 80s through our mutual friend Jim Kelly, his fellow Miami Hurricane, when I was in Buffalo, and Bernie was there for golf tournaments and such. We hung out a lot, learned a lot, and he was, you know, the same insightful, great, gregarious person then as we see now. But now, you know, in the capacity of working with him here, there's even more conversation. And I, you know, I learned this is how we you keep in tune. You talk to coaches, you talk to players, you talk to the Bernie Kosars. You know, you get a lot of insight from people. You talk to a Jim Brown. Hung out with Jim Brown yesterday. I can tell you, in the 2-hour ride round trip from here to Canton for the piece that we're doing, man, did he lay a lot of there. You know what? There was only really one person who talked in that car quite a bit. And it was Jim Brown. The rest of us listened.
You just want to listen. Right. It's just such a great opportunity to be able to do that, sit there and listen.
All I could do was like sit there and say, I've got like, these are the five questions in my mind for the drive. Now, this was not that when we got there, it was the interview, but it was so cool because we walked around and did a walk and talk kind of interview versus the traditional sit down in a chair. Yeah, sure. It was because we're looking at stuff. It's his stuff. But the knowledge that he's dropping on everything and, you know, talking about Trent Richardson, talking about Josh Gordon, talking about Brian Hoyer, talking about the quarterback, talking about the team, talking about what that win meant to the Browns. Amazing stuff. All right, so we've got a lot more coming up for you. Again, you're going to hear from the coach of the Browns, Rob Jedzinski, his sound from the news conference, a little more Brian Hoyer is on the way. Conversation with John Hughes on the way between Jameer Howerton and Hughes. They sat down. 2:15, we'll have Nate Ulrich. Well, said Nathan. You're Nathan.
We got Nate. Yeah.
And that's right. Nate. You're both Nathans. But anyway, Nate Ulrich, Akron Beacon Journal, 2:30, Gerard Cherry. So jammed for Wednesday show here. Jammed Wednesday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.